This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
It's April 18th here at Gillette Stadium. And we have Paul Perillo, Eric Scalzino, Tom Casale, and Annie Hart giving you all the latest on the Roster Report. It is the Roster Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. So take it away, guys. What's been going on this week?
Well, thanks, Lori. We have an exciting week. The Patriots have signed, reportedly, a player. And finally, someone in the building who looks older than PFW's own Paul Perillo. Punter Scott Player apparently worked out with the team and based on published reports in the Boston Globe is going to be here and in camp to compete with Chris Hansen, have a couple veteran guys kicking some balls this summer. Paul, talk about it.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Why don't we talk about that? What exactly is wrong with you?
I like him because he's the guy with the one bar with the
that's exactly why I can't stand him.
He looks like Yosemite Sam, I told Tom earlier. You know,
now, clearly they want some, you know, some competition and punting, and it's been an issue in the last couple of years. Not necessarily bad performance-wise, but they've wanted the competition for Josh Miller. Chris Hansen came in late last year after Danny Bogger appeared to have the job won. I think it's just another step they're trying to – I mean, obviously you need extra guys in camp, but this is more than that. This is competition, and, we, you know, you – I don't know, did you mention Mitch Berger as well? That he was
Mitch Berger was here.
Was here for, you know, a quick visit. So obviously they're looking for – experienced NFL punters to come in and provide competition.
And a little side note, apparently Mitch Berger, who we watched work out for the team last training camp and was so bad I thought it was a ball boy screwing around after practice, apparently based on the quick visit and the fact that he didn't get signed and Player did, apparently he's still kicking like a ball boy. Player kicked in the league last year for the Browns, actually against the Patriots, played in three games. Before that, he was with the Cardinals for his entire career, a 10-year veteran. But the one thing I'd ask is Chris Hansen, the whole MO on him last year was he was better than his numbers. He was doing what Bill wanted in terms of directional. Do we buy into that, or was any of that a little bit of a cover-up and he wasn't as good and it's an open competition?
Well, I think he was better than...
You're the expert, Eric.
I don't think he was horrible. And, you know, the fact that they scored a record number of points, they didn't really need punting to be... a position where there was a great need. When he didn't have booming kicks like Miller used to in his prime when he first got to New England. But I was a little surprised at this signing because I thought Hansen had done enough to at least warrant having a job. You know, maybe you can argue.
Well, he might still have the job. I mean, this just might be a second leg for camp.
Could be. But like last year, Gostkowski had the free ride the whole summer. I thought maybe Hansen had done enough to prove that he deserved that as well. On the other hand, I thought maybe Gostkowski would have been the one who had maybe brought a player or two in, and that still might happen.
We speculated, I think, all offseason that there would be another punter here, whether it would be a young guy, rookie free agent type, or apparently an older guy, an experienced veteran.
Yeah, and clearly they wanted the latter,
right?
Because, you know, of the interest in Berger and now with Player. I mean, obviously you're going to bring in at least one other guy to kick. You can't just have one guy doing all the kicking. Oh, you don't. It's not ideal anyway. I know that sometimes it does work out that way, but... This is clearly more than that. They wanted to have a guy with experience to come in and give him a push for the job.
He's also from St. Augustine, Florida. Did you know that? Home of the world's oldest tree, or North America's oldest tree, or some tree we stayed by at one of the Super Bowls. You weren't there, Paul. Tom, you have anything to add on the punting situation?
I think Player will win the job.
Okay. Now, as we've been doing in these little roster reports... Got a good chance as the other guy does, right?
I gotta say it's 50-50. And I mean, I guess they both, we know Hansen obviously has experience as a holder, and Player did some of that with Arizona as well. So I don't think that'd be an issue.
Career 43-1 average, 36-1 net. When he's at his best, a lot of kicks down inside the 20. He had a couple years where he had basically 30-something kicks down inside the 20. Touchbacks he keeps down in single digits, so... Why not? He sounds like a Bill Belichick-type punter. Not exactly a boomer, but, you know, down inside the 20, he doesn't want a lot of touchbacks, all that crap. Anyway, we'll move on. As we've been doing these roster reports, going over a few of the positions and what the roster looks like at said positions, today we're going to look at wide receiver. That's wide receiver. Pretty deep position, top-heavy, and it's got a little bit of depth as well, I think. Not one of the biggest needs, but I think we've all speculated they could look for at least one in the draft. Obviously, have Randy Moss back. You have Wes Welker back. You have Jabbar Gaffney back. All probably your top three right there. Dante Stallworth gone. And I think we've talked a little bit about Chad Jackson might be the intriguing prospect in training camp. Paul, I know you're big on his bandwagon, and you think he's going to replace Dante Stallworth and catch 60 balls. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, I do think he's going to be the starter, and I think he's going to get the first crack at replacing the Stallworth role on the outside. I think that Gaffney is probably the more productive guy, but I don't think he necessarily translates to that outside role. I like him as the second slot guy in four wide sets, and I thought he was pretty productive in that at times late last year. So I'd rather keep him there and give Chad Jackson a shot at the on the outside.
Apparently, I didn't watch the video, but there was video of Chad Jackson at his high school looking bigger than ever, which scares me because he's really going down the Bethel Johnson road.
Size wasn't the problem.
Right, but it just
size
scares
and strength
me
is not
the
his
comparisons
problem.
To Bethel Johnson, because Bethel Johnson did the same thing. Every year he'd come to camp, people would go, holy crap, he looks like a linebacker. Yeah, and he couldn't play like a receiver, and that's why he was gone. The head case issues, you know, maturity issues. I think all those things with the
receivers
are
worrisome.
Those are all
legitimate with Chad Jackson, I think. Those, you know, the off-the-field kind of mentality, maturity issues, I think, are legitimate.
And apparently the clamps have sort of been put on Chad Jackson in terms of talking with the media and his agent talking about his role with the media. I sent his agent an email, and he replied that, you know, wasn't going to speak at the team's request, and Chad was going to try and keep things under wraps at the team's request. So apparently they want him focused on football and getting things straightened out, and I think we all feel this is it. Either he carves out a role for himself or he, you know, is given his walking
paper. Do you guys think he's gone? It would be the latter, or might be too optimistic?
No, I don't think he's gone. But, you know, I thought he was going to be a Pro Bowler on his rookie deal, so.
I think you got to give a wide receiver at least 3 years in the league to prove themselves once they're drafted.
But he's done nothing.
I mean, no, but this will be his third year, and if he can do anything to at least make the team and contribute, which he hasn't been able to do really consistently the last 2 years, I think you got to at least give him this year to try to do something, and then maybe next year you decide to, you know, cut ties or not. But I think he'll make the team. But like you said, I don't think it's out of the question that they'll draft one, maybe two more receivers.
I just think this month there's an opening there. It's a perfect opening for him. He should be healthy now. He's a full year removed from the ACL thing. You know, hopefully he'll avoid the hamstring issues. It's there, that golden ring. Grab it or go home. Kelly Washington back, special teamer. Obviously, maybe he'll get, you know, more production than last year, which would be production, a catch, two.
Maybe he has a role on offense.
Right.
And I think there's a good chance that
happens. The others would be Sam Aiken, special teams kind of guy. C.J. Jones, training camp kind of guy. Practice squad guys. So I think we all feel maybe they'll draft a guy or, you know, bring in some bodies. Got to have numbers at receivers in the preseason. But as long as Randy Moss and Wes Welker are out there, I think Tom Brady's feeling pretty good about his passing attack. So that's going to do it on another roster report as we break down the receivers and get some exciting chatter about a new player on the team, a punter. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new roster report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. I felt so good, like anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days. The rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.